CJLO, a 1698. Oh, you know what I forgot to do, everybody? Here, hold on. Let me apologize. Let me vamp while I do what I should have done the last time getting ready for this. Because, you know, it's not like I've done this hundreds of times at this point, which is a sad thing to think about. A sad thing. What you just heard there before the break was me talking. But before that, you heard some Glacier. And hold on. Yeah, that's right. Bed track. It's important. It makes it feel good. Although, none of the headphones are here, so no one else can hear the bed track but me. But, you know what? Sometimes you just gotta do stuff for yourself, you know? You know how it is. We all know how it is. Anywho's it, I told you, for those that are astute and listening, they were like, hey, Andrew, didn't you say that in addition to doing the session, that Gaspar would be in to talk with you about things and stuff and junk? Well, you are correct. Astute listener. And so I am joined here by the entire band, not just one person this time. It's a triumph that we can do this. So before we start off here, let's just get everyone acquainted with all of you. So why don't you introduce yourself and say what you do so they can put a voice to a name. So we'll start from, I don't know, your right over to the left.
Sure. Yeah. I'm Charles, and I play bass guitar, sometimes piano, sometimes noise. Depends on the mood I wake up that day.
Play noise today.
Sure.
I think we kind of all do that.
Yeah.
And I'm William. I play guitar. And yeah, I don't know what to say more than that.
William, you will of course recognize from being on this show twice before doing interviews. Yeah. So that's the voice you should recognize. All recognize. Well, let's move on here further on.
Well, I am Romain, and I play the guitar.
All right.
Sometimes sick guitar solos.
The sickest. Nothing but rock here.
The rocker. Yes, and as for me, I am Olivier, and I'm the drummer. I play drums and percussion and stuff.
Yes. Drums, percussion, and stuff.
Exactly.
So you're like the Slipknot of the band here. Where's the? I didn't see the trash can in there. Did you get that in the custom percussions?
No, but it's coming for the next album. I have a bow for the cymbals. I have a completely broken china that I refuse to change because it sounds cool and I'm poor. So yeah.
One of those, I'm sure, outweighs the other. It's the artistic integrity more than anything, right?
Exactly. It's more for the artistic reasons.
Yeah, of course. Well, an excellent set that you guys did. And since people didn't... Well, since you didn't do any talking between, as you are an instrumental band, can you tell the people what you played in the order that you played it so that they know, in case they weren't following? Let's assume that everyone doesn't know all of your tracks by heart, so...
Well, they probably do, but if they don't, we played the four first song of our latest album, basically. It's the newest album released in October. We were on the show for that not too long ago.
Yeah.
And and with maybe some little fun in between so the guitarist can tune their guitars because we're annoying.
Do you do no banter at all on any of your sets? Like,
we do a little bit, but we're not very good at it, to be honest. I think people wanna hear us play more than talk, but maybe that's just my perspective. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we're not too annoying.
Do you guys have any like rituals or things that you do to prep for before you get on stage for a show? Is there anything specific that you do?
Actually, no, not really.
This is.
I was gonna say, beside like
drinking
like
coffee,
a murdering ritual, or something. Nothing special, you know.
Okay.
A few beers, maybe, just. To
There's the sweet spot of the amount of beer you have.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you do anything when you're drinking, right? Like,
right.
Oh, I'm really bad at pool and/or darts, and then I have three drinks, and I'm amazing at it. But three and a half drinks, no, not good anymore.
Yeah.
What's funny is. Whenever I've done the interviews with William, I've been asking him questions, and I've been going on, and every time he's like, I'll ask something that I think will elicit like a deep, meaningful response since you're all artists, and he'll be like, no, it's not that deep, Andrew. You're really thinking too hard about it.
They told me that I should do better about it.
Yeah, I think we have to get better at like lying and getting like telling no, it was all intended, you know, because that's true. It's how magic is created, you know? You just gotta have confidence.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, let's keep practicing then as we go through here.
Yeah.
What I know I've asked you what the writing process is like because you're the main writer for everything, but let me throw it out here to everybody else. What is it like when Gaspar is getting together to, like, let's say, finalize a song? Let's go with there. Because I know that you're still the main song.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, all right. Never mind then.
No,
never
take
mind.
It away.
I retract my statement. All right. So then how what kind of is the writing process like for you guys and like the finalization of these songs? Because usually it's like, oh, I've come up with something. Do you jam it out? Is it pre-planned? Like what's it like? Tell us what's like.
I think like most of the time we have kind of bits of songs like guitar riffs, rhythms or stuff, and that's when like mostly William sometimes gets or Romain, you know, they play guitar, they have melodies which we the rhythm section don't, but we just kind of blend together, get like two or three ideas together that we think have potential, and then we jam with them, we try to experiment, and we mostly compose as a band, like the practice room, and that's what I think is cool, because I think it gives our songs like a more live feel to them, and that's what we're aiming at, you know, and we jam around those ideas and then try to... We always record ourselves when we play, so then we can listen to it, you know, the night, during the week, and then we come back at the next practice and we're like, oh, while listening to it, I got an idea for the next phase of the song, and then it just gradually builds over time, and especially this latest album, I think there was a lot of work and like reworking stuff we already had done, trying to improve it. So that's pretty much it.
That's interesting. I don't think I've encountered a band that has told me like, oh yeah, we every time that we are practicing or jamming, we record ourselves so we can listen back to it. Most of the times it's more on the fly. So it's interesting to have that be something that bands are doing. So good on you for thinking ahead.
It's very helpful because it's very helpful because when you're just like starting to write a song, it's difficult to focus on what everyone's doing, and like sometimes it takes me like maybe like a year of playing the same song to like to know what Charles' bass line is, you know, or to really know what the drum part is, because I'm too focused on playing what I'm doing. So I think it helps us like have a more broad perspective on what the song is and what can be improved. Yeah.
We also just record ourselves just to not forget.
Because
we don't write charts or.
Ideally we should write charts, but we're not good enough for that.
We have good memory though.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a good skill. Yeah.
I mean, it's good to try and remember. We are a society that forgets things so quickly.
True.
Apparently in some countries they forget what happened 4 years ago and we'll just do terrible things to themselves.
Which country are you talking about?
Well, what could I be talking about? I don't know. Botswana probably. That's probably the one I'm referring to. I'm interested because you guys are an instrumental band, and I know that a lot of times when you're getting like energy from a crowd, at least most of the bands I speak to, they have like a main focal point in a lead singer or a guitarist, and you know, in some cases you get songs yelled back at you, like you have basically a interaction with the crowd. With instrumental bands, I find that it's harder to get that type of interaction because there's no like, hey everyone, play along with the cowbell to what we're doing. Is there anything that you guys have thought of to try and like engage more, or do you feel like a different feeling from the crowd versus what you see for bands that have like a like a sing-along type parts or like a vocals that people can go with?
That's a good question.
I guess personally it feels like classical music. There's no like one frontman. Mm-hmm. It's more for the ambience and the vibe. I guess when an instrumental band plays, it's more of like that. It's more for there's no one particular thing you listening to. And then, well, I never played with a singer, so as a guitarist, right, as a band member, I don't know what it's like.
Okay. So,
yeah. I think we always like instrumental band, right?
So. And it just forces us to be interesting throughout the whole song, you know? You cannot just have like a down, you have to always keep interesting, otherwise the crowd is like, what are you doing? You know?
But it's fun. But I think we've, like live, we're also trying to be like a bit more like present, which is sometimes kind of hard when you're playing complicated like a progressive rock.
That's true.
Because you're all thinking about what you're doing, but you need, it's something we need to like work on to be like more out there, you know. But it's a difficult skill.
It's still too entertaining.
Yeah. Do you? I guess it's not fair to ask if you think that the feeling is the same coming off of people, but I imagine it would be a different kind of fan that's coming to see you versus one that's coming to see like, you know, a prog band that has vocals in it. But do you think it's kind of the same kind of energy you're getting from the crowds versus somebody else, or do you think it's a different, more contemplative energy, I guess would be the question.
I think it really depends on the people. You know, people who give you energy, like who are really down with the music and they will dance and everything. It doesn't matter if there's vocals or not. They're just gonna like
the
feel
vibes.
It. Yeah, and they're gonna, you know, we have like heavier parts. They're gonna, I don't know, like mosh pit or something. This is, you feel it even though there's no vocals. But it's just like finding the right audience, the right places to play. I think what makes the biggest difference is really like the venue and the people. Like there's some places we've played and it was an incredible atmosphere, but then like next week we played the same show and it's just really quiet and people are listening really contemplatively. But
I think there's something for everyone in that in there too, you know. So
as far as you like music, it's cool.
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
Are you convinced?
I have no theory or operating thesis to go from here. So I'm going off of what you're telling me. So I have to believe that
you have
sometimes where the crowd is rowdy, ready to go, and other times where they're just like, yes, I shall consider the ramifications and the thought processes that are behind all of this.
There's two types of people in there, for sure.
Yes.
But it's nice to have some people like going at it for, like, you know, there's some section of our songs that we know people go wild at, and some that people are just like, what?
Well, it's been, October was when the record came out. Now that some more time has passed, have you gotten more input from people who have listened to it? Have you heard more from what they like, what they maybe don't like as much? Because nobody doesn't like anything. Like, everyone loves everything on the record, but obviously we all like some things more than others. Has there been kind of input from people as to what they prefer, I guess?
Well, I got some people that told me they really liked how it was recorded. I think the record sound well. And then
I agree.
Yeah, thanks.
I
was the Studio Madame Wood.
Oui, Studio Madame
shout
Wood.
Out with Charles Saint-Amour.
Charles Saint-Amour.
Yep.
I think what was the question again? Sorry.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from people about the record?
Oh, I think people are nice, you know, with their feedback. Like, even me, when I'm talking to other bands, I won't say what I don't like as much, because I know there's also like there's a part of a perspective. It's like subjective to a certain extent. But so I think people enjoyed it, but people are nice too. They won't like say, oh, this part of the album wasn't good.
sounds like you haven't been trolling the online forums to see if there's any mention of you, because I'm sure there will be negative things there.
Well, I honestly, for now, there hasn't been a lot of response for the album. I think we maybe didn't put enough effort in the promo, and so but it's there has been a little bit. But yeah.
Well, you did a release show. You came and you played some of the album on a radio show recently, I think. I don't remember when, but.
I'm always a pessimist one in the band. So yeah. They're all judging me right now for saying this on the radio.
Well, there's also the fact that when you work on a project for about 4 years, well, the month after it release, you kind of step back and don't want to look at it anymore because you were too into it for the last. Past month, so
has playing the new record given you an appreciation of the old music more so?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think it's really nice to see like our progression over the years. Personally, it's something I'm proud of. I think like we got more. We really like honed our skills throughout these albums, like. Especially in the playing, I think we were like more amateur in the beginning, and you know, most of us, we don't have like a music like school or theory baggage, but really like through practice, we got to do some pretty cool stuff, and the recording, yeah, it's more professional now, so I'm really proud of what we did over the years.
Yeah. I think with this one we pushed like our limits a bit further with the technical side, but also trying new things on the composition. Which I find it's something it's hard, because when you try new things, it's more difficult to like know what the recipe is. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like for the tone of the instrument, the kind of like gear you have to use for this specific recipe you're trying to make. And then, because we often change styles too, like I was talking about that with Olivier earlier today. How it's difficult when you're always changing like styles, or the dynamics are very like up and down. Mm. It's difficult to have like the perfect sound at all times, you know.
Yeah.
So it's something it's like a life, I guess, mission, or you know, to hone that.
And you know, they say the first album you write is actually the second one. Like the first album you write is more, it's all of the stuff that you accumulated over the years. And I feel like the first and the second one was kind of that for us. Mm. And the third one, the more recent, is really okay. We get a goal and try to reach it, and we try to compose to reach that goal. So it was really, well, I guess just for me, it was the first album that we actually wrote. I don't know if
No way.
We
wrote it like specifically with a goal in mind.
Yeah.
In contrast to the others that were more like, oh, we have these songs that we wrote, so
like
I had
this riff for 5 years, and here it is. Now we don't.
So what you're saying is you avoided the sophomore slump that normally happens by having the first two records be everything you've collected up to that point.
Probably.
All right. That's a way to do it. I like the way that you're thinking. Eh? That's smart.
But I don't think it was conscious, though. It's just like we were playing what we wanted to do at the time, but now maybe we have more perspective on how we can be like unique as a band. And
Well, speaking of uniqueness as a band and writing music, I hear from a reliable source that there might be new material that you guys are already starting to work on, which I am very impressed by, being that you've just put out an album recently. Where is, are you in the same direction, or are you getting even more adventurous, we'll say, with the style changes that you happen to be doing?
It's the same process as the last one, which is we have a cinematic view of the album, where do we want to go, but I think for now we just want to take a step back from the previous album and just to explore more what we can do and where do we want to go. So we don't have a specific goal for now, but it's a nice place to be, just no stress, just explore, and we'll see from there.
We do not have new material.
Breaking news.
That, right. that was like misinformation.
All right, but my mistake. This is what I get for overhearing things. See, yeah, yeah. Everybody, you should double check on your sources before recording. Look, all you news people out there, I'm doing a better job at admitting I was wrong. See, you can do it too. I believe in you. You can maybe help us to not die in the coming totalitarian apocalypse that's being set up. Maybe try and help all of us. I'm just saying. But I apologize.
No.
I apologize.
Well, we were talking about it earlier, so.
Okay. So I didn't totally mishear you. Okay,
like,
good.
It's like we're in the talking stage.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay. My mistake. You see? I should have investigated further.
Well, it was a good question. It's a good interview.
It would be a good question if it were accurate. Yeah. Answer. It would be very good. Well, where I know that well, this might be misinformation too, although I got this more directly. I hear that you don't have anything planned now for the next bit of time.
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting nods here. So I'm right on this. Everyone, look, I did one thing right here. I got one thing right. So then what is kind of the plan here after this kind of break you're taking? And are you going to do like a tour, or are you just going to play here in Montreal? Or are you going to go straight into trying to write some new stuff? What's the idea here for, I guess, once the next phase starts here?
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to do a tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something is like getting planned, but it's still like
early stages. Yeah, okay.
To like be sure, 100%. Okay. But we definitely like want to go out of Montreal because we've been like playing Montreal like since we began.
Yeah, so we already like talked to some bands that would want to go like probably Trois-Rivières, Quebec, Sherbrooke, just a little tour in Quebec, maybe Ontario, so do more shows next year, continue to promote this album, and just on the side starting to write new stuff. More adventurous, exploring our possibilities.
Exactly.
With
I think it's good to like play the album live a lot.
Yeah,
you get more confident, and it's always kind of the annoying part of like when you finish an album, like it's very good, it's ready to be recorded, but now that you're gonna be playing it nonstop for like I don't know, like 10 shows, when at the end of those shows you're much better than you were when you recorded the album. So I guess people just have to come to the shows and see it for themselves.
It is a weird thing that as someone who doesn't make music, I don't get to experience the process of, as you were saying before, spending so much time to try and like get this thing to people. And then once you get it there, you're already like, oh God, do I have to engage with this again? I mean, I want to show people it, but I'm just so tired of being in the mindset of it. So it's an interesting kind of thought that I don't think most people get that kind of experience. So yeah,
It's because it's a very long project.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, if people want to follow you, if they're excited to see what you have planned here coming up in 2025, mm-hmm. what's the best way for them to keep checking in on you to see like, oh, what is Gaspar doing now?
Social media.
Yes.
Yeah. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Whatever, just follow us.
Gaspar Band.
Exactly, okay. Yep. Because it's Gaspar, if you didn't know, is also a name. So we got some problems with that.
Yeah.
If you search online,
legal
you might
problems.
Go, yeah, probably. You might just like find some random French dude.
Yeah,
but
I think there's a
Gaspar, it's not us, yeah.
Guy who makes electronic music.
Yeah.
And he's it's more it's popular not us. Than us, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's also my cousin, but
yeah, Sean has a cousin called Gaspar.
You should write to the guy who makes electronic music and do a split with him,
yeah,
and then you don't even
idea.
Need to change the name.
Sure.
You could be Gaspar / Gaspar.
I was trying to convince our bandmates to do a split, but it's a very complicated thing to do. So we're unsure. Anyway, if there's a band out here listening to us that wants to do a split and want to get involved
with Gaspar,
with Gaspar, yeah, not Gaspar the other one, but Gaspar us. But Gaspar too, if Gaspar is listening right now.
He probably is. Everyone's listening to this show right now.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, yeah, that's where we are.
What would they be doing?
Yeah, what otherwise? Else is there to do on a Sunday in the middle in close to winter? Nothing. Yeah. There's come on everybody. Like go and do a all the bands that are listening, do a split with Gaspar. Come on, let's get this going here. Well, thank you guys for coming in and playing. I mean, this has been a little bit of a time coming, since I think I mentioned this in March 2 years ago or something.
The live session?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I know in October I brought it up. I think I did the first time we spoke, too.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't remember.
But
That's like more than a week ago, and like really, like, there's a lot that happens in our lives.
I generally forget like what happened yesterday. So
I get it. I understand.
It's hard.
It's, you know, we're all living our lives, just trying to get through. Well, thank you guys for coming in, laying down at a amazing set. And you know, if you missed any of this and want to hear more of it, feel free to go to cjlo.com later this week. I'll be posting the show up so you can listen and hear what you missed.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you would have missed anything, but I mean, sometimes people have to...
You want to listen to it
again. Yeah.
Because it was so great.
Yeah, exactly. So good. You'll have to just like keep it in your mind, as I know you want to. And, you know, we'll get back to it. We'll go. But let's end this off here. Let's get one more thing going from you guys. I figure I would play something off of the latest record. And since you played the first four tracks... What would you recommend I play here?
Oh, what's to decide?
Oh, Entre les murs.
Entre les murs?
Nah.
Je sais pas. What's the banger is Le Chant des Guillotines. But Corridor is
already played it.
Right, you already played it.
So. And I think, the one that didn't get played in the radio is 10h34.
And Corridor.
Corridor got played by the Alberta.
Oh,
guy.
Right. Alberta.
Oh, man. Okay, you guys are getting played in Alberta, too?
Yeah, apparently.
Nice, student, all right. Student radio, like, here. It was nice.
So
wait, did you send that to Alberta? How would they...
No.
Do
you,
no clue.
Just random.
Just randomly they found you? That's...
Yeah.
I mean, that's very cool.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to know where they got that, though.
It's some prog nerd, I guess.
Yeah, it's always that, be honest. So maybe like we can let you choose. There's the two last songs of the album. There's one which is more weird, and we really experimented a lot with like different textures and the structure of the song. And it's maybe heavier, and the one before, the 10h34, which is maybe more like a prog.
Catchy song.
Polyrhythmic.
Yeah.
Which are you most proud of writing?
Corridor, I would think. I think said it in the show once, so I guess I have to remain true to myself.
I have to keep Yes, okay.
It's weird. Maybe it's not like the kind of song you'll enjoy the first time you listen to, but I think it's the most interesting.
You have to sell it, William. Don't forget, you have to sell it.
Yeah, am I selling it? I'm not sure.
I think
be convinced.
I think it's fair because there's a fine line to walk that, as someone who gets sent things by a lot of bands, there's a fine line to walk between saying something like "this is garbage" and you won't like it, and then listen to it anyway. And this is the most original, greatest song that's ever been made by anyone, which is things that I do get. I do get that type of like intense confidence, which is a huge like, oh, okay, so I'm gonna listen to this and be like, totally, this is something I've heard a million times before. So,
well, I'll say it with more confidence. I think it's the most unique song we wrote.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's very interesting. I don't think you've heard something similar.
All right.
That's convincing, right?
That seems very level.
Yeah,
level. I like that.
Snob, but convincing.
Yes, exactly. It's got a bit of modesty to it, and yet a bit of confidence at the same time. It's a tightrope. I think you're doing a good job here.
I'm
think
improving.
It's good. And that's what it's all about. It's all about improving. well, thanks again for stopping by and you know, playing stuff for everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
No problem at all. As I was saying to William, it's really, you should be thanking yourselves, because I like to highlight bands that make good music. And so since you've done that, I can bring you in here and you can play it and everyone can enjoy it. So really, it's your fault that you're here. But thanks again. And let's end this off by playing something off of the new album, which you can check out at, well, probably on all the streaming things, but I'm doing off of Bandcamp because I don't really want to support evil as much. So if you can, everyone, if you can avoid Spotify, just do that. Like, if you can do it, just do it. Let's play Corridor from here. I'm sorry, Corridor. My mistake, bad French. I apologize to every Franco speaker out there.
You're doing great.
It's my fault. So enjoy this, and I'll be back to play some more tunes and end off the show after this. Keep it locked. CJLO, 1690M, Grade A Explosives. Why is it so quiet here at the end? I guess that's what we're doing. CJO, 1690 AM. That was Gaspar for you off of their album Le Roi Farfisa. My mistake. I apologize again. Let's drastically switch what we're doing here and play you something that is angry, aggressive, and has vocals, which is the change up. Here is some The Gates off of their album Of the River Styx. Here is When the Light No Longer Shine. CJLO 1690 AM. Enjoy this great A, Explosives, and big thanks to Gaspar for coming in and playing stuff for us and chatting and doing all that stuff. Thanks, guys.